everyone, welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent at the Print, and today we will discuss the outcome of the Congress's three-day Chintan Shivir in Udaipur that ended yesterday. Now, the Shivir ended with the Congress adopting what it called the Udaipur Nav Sankalp Declaration, which, among other things, suggested a list of organizational changes within the party. Three additional committees were formed within the party for providing public feedback to the High Command, training Congress workers on the party's ideology, and an election management committee at the topmost level of the AICC. That apart, the party said that from now on, 50% of all organizational posts starting from the block level to the CWC will be reserved for leaders under 50 years of age. The party has also recommended that in states where it forms government, at least half of the cabinet should also be under 50 years of age. Starting from the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, the party has said that it will also give 50% tickets to those under 50 in all subsequent elections. A new slogan was also announced around Mahatma Gandhi's famous Bharat Choro, and that is Bharat Joro. Sonia Gandhi announced that the party will start a Bharat Joro Padyatra from Kashmir to Kanyakumari on Gandhi's birthday, 2nd October, and that the young and old will participate in it. There is also a Rozgar Do Padyatra planned by youth members of the party that will begin on 15th August. Politically though, the party sent an ambiguous message when it came to alliances. While the declaration says that the party will reach out to like-minded parties and is open to alliances, Rahul Gandhi in his speech sent a different message. Rahul said that the BJP doesn't attack regional parties because the BJP knows that not regional parties but only the Congress can beat it. This is because, Rahul said, that the Congress has an ideology while regional parties don't. And the battle against the BJP is an ideological one. How regional parties react to this is yet to be seen. However, what would be interesting to see is how the Congress implements these so-called transformational ideas. That has always been the slip between the cup and the lip for the party in recent times. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be following the developments within the Congress party very, very closely and keep getting you all the latest. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent at The Print, presenting to you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. for the best news analysis from The Print's team. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.